You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
I'm reading out of Isaiah, the sixth chapter. You can be seated. Isaiah, the sixth chapter. I want to just spend a few moments talking about the fire. We're going to have a baptism of power, fire. But Isaiah 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And above it stood seraphim, angels, seraphim they were called, which means burning, fiery angels that are the color of fire. The angels that have the appearance, the color of amber, fire. Seraphim, angels, fiery burning ones, standing in the highest realms of glory. Listen, these angels, burning ones, seraphim, are what are going to release the fiery coals of revival. And I'm telling you right now, revival, a picture, what does revival look like? I love fire because you can imagine it just takes one ember, just takes one spark to start a fire, fanning the flame, a little breath on a little spark, a little breath on a little flame. And fire is, I mean, when it spreads, fire is contagious. That's why fire appeared upon each one. Tongues of fire on the day of Pentecost. They were under the flame of God, and their souls were burning with zeal and passion for Jesus and zeal and passion to preach the gospel to a lost and dying world. We need an awakening. We need a fire in our spirit again. We need to pray, God, restore to me the lamp. The fire that burned in my lamp, the lamp of my first love, when I was hungry and thirsty, passionately in love with Jesus. And God's been speaking to us not only about fire, God's been speaking to us about the torch. You know, the Olympic torch, every 4 years, they take the eternal flame, athletes from a country with great pride and honor get to carry that torch to whatever nation they're going to. And I mean, it is a great honor to represent the flame at the Olympics. But how much more when we represent the very flame that burns on the altar of heaven, the very fire that came on Pentecost, that fell on Azusa Street, that came to South Africa. God wants to give you not just a fiery, hot, living coal of revival. He wants to give you a torch. Who wants to run with the torch? Take that torch and light fire. Set young people on fire. The Bible says God will make his ministers flames of fire. Jeremiah said the word of God was shut up in his bones like a burning fire. The word of God is fire. God is a consuming fire. When God called Moses, he called Moses out of the bush burning it was consumed with the fire of God, Shekinah glory burning, but the bush was never consumed. God can burn you with fire that comes in the glory, and yet it not burn your flesh, but it gets on your soul, and it comes out with passion, power, and conviction. And then when you tell somebody about Jesus, they might believe you because your witness isn't dim, dull, and religious like you lost all your passion. But remember when he first touched you? Remember when he first saved you? Remember when you fell in love with Jesus the first time? God, give me that fire back. And I've been preaching. This is for the viewers tonight too. The fire's going to fall in your living room. It's gonna fall wherever you're watching. A baptism of power and fire, a fresh fire, a spirit of burning. I've been preaching on what the fire looks like when it comes. And at one time I called my message the three baptisms of fire. And well, I thought, God, is there more than one? I could be baptized filled many times, but it's the same fire of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I want the and fire. So that I can be burning ablaze when I go into cities, and the fire is contagious, and people catch the fire, and you spread the fire, and you fan in the flame, and a little spark gets on you, a little ember gets on you, and then the breath and the wind of God comes, and that fire is raging, and it's unstoppable, undeniable, and it goes everywhere you go, and you carry the torch of revival. God is asking for fire starters. He's asking for men and women that want to burn for him. God, make me a burning one. Do you know what the Bible called John the Baptist? A burning, shining lamp. My testimony is supposed to be like a burning, shining lamp in darkness. God, make me a burning bush. That when I open my mouth and preach the gospel, penetrating, convicting power that would burn in the hearts of men and women. And I'm reading about the fire, how the fire is going to manifest on many of the children tonight, pastors, churches, and ministries you're watching tonight. Fire's coming. And I've identified three distinct manifestations of the fire. One, I call it the spirit of burning, refiner's fire, holy fire, the fire that comes to make you holy, the fire that calls you, the fire that commissions you, the fire that sets you apart. Listen, I don't even make myself holy. Jesus did. But I can have holy desire when I'm under the fire. When the fire and glory of heaven is touching me, that's why I love revival. That's why I love awakening. Because when the glory comes, you want to be holy. The fire brings holy desire. It will purge away all your filth. Say, God, burn up my flesh. Burn up every chaff. But it's the grace of God. All you have to do is receive it. The Holy Ghost brings it. You get in it, and the fire does stop. The fire of God is a grace. Because if you ask for it, fill me with fire, God will. When you want to burn for him because your desire is to light fires, because your desire is to be holy, because your desire is to be a witness. Listen, the second fire, the fire that came on Pentecost, was a baptism of the fiery witness. When tongues of fire appeared upon each one,
you're listening to the Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
In the upper room, when the fire came, it made them a fiery witness for Jesus. You know what else came on the day of Pentecost? Mighty rushing wind. Tongues of fire appeared upon each one. They're baptized with power. They were filled with the Spirit, spoke in tongues. But it wasn't about tongues. It wasn't about Pentecost to speak in another language. Jesus declared in Acts 1:8 that when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, something happens. Not when the Holy Spirit came, but when the Holy Spirit comes. Say when. If he comes on you tonight, if he comes on you tomorrow, when the Holy Spirit comes, not came, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you're going to receive something. Power to be my witness. I'm talking about a baptism of fire, a baptism of power. The purpose of the Holy Spirit coming is that you might have dunamis, dynamo, dynamite, explosive, TNT, miracle, healing power, devil busting, wall breaking, Holy Ghost power and fire to preach the gospel and set nations and hearts ablaze. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you tonight, you are going to receive power, ability to do miracles. The key to miracles is an encounter with God. The key to power is a divine encounter with the Holy Spirit that's alive today, not 6 years ago. Come, Holy Spirit. Jesus declared in the Gospel of Luke 24, 49, tarry, wait in Jerusalem, wait until you are endued with power, clothed with power from on high. And when that fire came on Pentecost, tongues of fire, the glory looked like fire upon each one, and their souls came alive. And the Bible says, something else happened. Wine. Say wine. Wine came. And they thought Peter and all the other disciples were drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning. They said, we're not drunk as you suppose. This is an outpouring. We're drinking the new wine. That wine made them bold and courageous. Wine. Fire, harvest. And I'm reading tonight in Isaiah 6, but I'm talking about what happens when the fire comes, the third distinct manifestation of fire. One, refiner's fire, spirit of judgment, burning, holy fire. Second fire, a baptism of fire, the fiery witness. The third fire is a baptism of the fire of his love. It's a fire that touches you, that makes you alive in your passion and love for Jesus. And it's described in Song of Solomon. I'm going to read in Song of Solomon 8. Set me as a seal. Verse 6, God says, set me as a seal upon your heart, a seal upon your arm. Love is as strong as death. Jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire. Love, love's flames. They can be jealous too. But the flame of God's love and passion for me and you, it's like a mighty, burning, violent flame. Many waters could not quench that love. It's the fire that God gave back to the church at Laodicea. There was a lukewarm church that at one time had the fire, and they become compromising and lukewarm. And God said, you're lukewarm? I'd rather you cold or hot. But lukewarm, religious, cold, compromising, without hunger, spew you out of my mouth. You're neither hot nor cold. How many of you want to be fiery hot for God? I want to be fiery hot for God. Watching me tonight, I'm preaching and talking about a baptism of power and fire. We're going to pray a baptism of Holy Ghost fire. Fresh fire come on you. I want to see this awakening become like the very fire that came on Azusa Street, like the very fire that came on Pentecost, that the missionaries get under the fire and they go out and plant churches and they're walking flames of harvest. How many of you want a fire for the harvest? I want to read, finish declaring. I started to read in Isaiah 6. Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. The train of his robe filled the temple. And there were seraphim, burning ones. The angels that burn with fire, fiery ones, Lord, let them be in our midst tonight. How many of you want the angels in our midst tonight that burn with the very fire from the holy place? Seraphim angels. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The post of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. I believe in this outpouring, this revival, if we get hungry enough and say, I want it, God, there's no reason we can't pray, God, let the Shekinah, Kabod, cloud, and smoke of your glory become visible. The whole temple was filled with the smoke. How many of you, I've been in a meeting where the cloud manifested and every eye in the natural saw the cloud of glory. I've been in a meeting where that cloud of glory came. I saw it above my head. Every person was on their feet. There was a wind blowing in that cloud in reverse like a tornado. And inside of the cloud was gold. And the gold was swirling inside of the cloud. And then I saw the cloud. And people started coming under the cloud, and they would get healed. A blind woman screamed out, my left eye's open. I was blind from birth. Two deaf people were healed. Stage 4 cancer was healed. And the glory cloud started raining inside of the church building. People got under the cloud and had raindrops on them. And I said, God, it's a glory cloud swirling with gold, and there's raindrops coming out of it, and the most notable miracle started to happen. I stayed in that revival in Korea for 2.5 months, and it ended up, the revival moved into the terminal cancer hospital patient. I was invited into the most prestigious hospital to hold the revival inside of the hospital for one day and pray for 100 terminal cancer patients. They brought all the doctors and nurses in a room that could fit 500, and they held it right in the second, third floor of the hospital, right by the radiology. They even put flyers on the walls for all the sick to come from the hospital to the healing service. The cloud of glory came. I am praying that in these very meetings, the cloud of glory. I'm going to preach on it tomorrow night. You can't talk about the glory and the glory not show up. Woe is me. This is what you would do when the glory comes. Like Isaiah, you get a revelation of the glory. Woe is me. I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. My eye has seen the King, the Lord of hosts. But then, one of the burning ones, one of the seraphim angels, flew to the altar, had a live coal, say live, a live coal in his hand. And he touched my mouth with it and said, He touched my lips and said, your iniquity is taken away, your sin is purged. And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who can I send? Whom will go for us? And I said, here am I, Lord, send me. It's the fire that came that commissioned, the fire that came that called and set apart Isaiah and made him holy so he could say, here am I, Lord, send me. And God sent Isaiah to the nations because the fire of God purged away his sin. The fire of God purged away his iniquity.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
And the smoke of God's glory came down. And it was a seraphim angel that went to the altar in heaven. And the angel picked up one fiery hot coal off of the prayer altar in heaven and brought it down. I said, God, may the angels come into this place tonight. May the angels be released in every living room tonight, and may they bring a burning, fiery, hot coal that can touch their lips, drop into their heart, drop into their soul, so they can begin to burn. I want to burn for him, and I want to be a fiery witness. And I want a baptism of the fire of his love. I want to be in love with Jesus again. Just right now, I want every head to bow in this building. Every head bow, every eye closed. I want to pray with you tonight. If you've never given your life to Jesus, if you've never made a commitment, said, Jesus, I want to know you as my personal Lord and Savior. Before you can receive the fire, you've got to say, God, forgive me of my sin. And I want to pray with you tonight. I want to invite every person here tonight that's never given their life to Jesus. The Bible says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Any man that is in Christ is a new creation. Old things pass away. He paid the price. There is a free gift of eternal life, but it's in Jesus. And maybe you've never had an encounter with him. There's an invitation to a divine experience. And you can know Jesus and you can be saved. Forgive me of my sin. God wants to purge you, make you holy, set you apart. If you've never done that and you want me to pray with you tonight, and you're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus, I want to follow Jesus, I'm willing to confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and confess with my mouth that he's Lord, all over this building, in the balconies tonight, doesn't matter where you are tonight, I want you right now just to put up one hand if that's you. Just show me tonight, that's me. Just put it up, put it up, put it up, put it up. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Come to the front right now. I'm going to open the altars. In fact, I want you to stand up. Stand up in the balconies. Stand up. Wherever you are, you want to know Jesus, stand up. I want you to come forward right now. Could you do that quickly? Just come forward if you've never been born again and you're willing to say, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. I want to be born again. Purge me of my sin. I'm opening the altars for salvation right now. This is an altar call. God, forgive me of my sin. Just come forward quickly, quickly, quickly. I want you to turn to your neighbor on your right and left. Turn to your neighbor in your living room. Go to your neighbor, family, friend. Doesn't matter where you're watching me on the television. You're going to pray with me. You can give your life to Jesus. I want to know if you pray with me tonight. I want you to send me a letter, a testimony. Say, Todd, I prayed with you on God TV. I want the fire. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be restored to God. And I want you to send me a testimony. The information is on the screen, awakening@god.tv. You're watching tonight. I'm going to ask you to respond as we're giving an altar call for salvation. I want you to send in your prayer request so I can put your prayer request on the altar that we have here in the meeting, so we can pray over all those prayer requests coming in from around the world. We're going to anoint them with oil, put them on the altar under the cloud of glory here in this revival, in this awakening. You're not going to want to miss getting your prayer request. You're going to send it right now. The information is on the screen. We're going to take every prayer request, print them out, put them on the altar, anoint them with oil, and pray for a release of God's power. So as you're watching tonight, I want to hear what's happening to you. You got healed. healed. You got a testimony. God touched you, healed you. I want you to send us a testimony awakening at God.tv. Tell us what's happening in your living room. Tell us what's happening in your church. Tell us you're becoming a living room of revival and overflow. And if you're giving your life to Jesus tonight, I want to pray with you. People are coming forward. Many Hindus, Muslims, atheists, Buddhists, all backgrounds. Doesn't matter what your background is. God can help you tonight. Jesus can help you tonight. We just got to believe with our hearts that he died and rose again and be willing to confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. Are we willing to do that tonight? I want you to pray with me tonight. Everybody at the altar, is there anybody else that needs to come? Come quickly. Come quickly. If you didn't get a chance to come down from the balconies, come quickly. Just one more minute right now as people are still coming just to meet Jesus. Get ready to pray with me in front of your computer. Pray with me in front of the television. And in just a moment, I'm going to pray the fire of God on the children 12 and under. I'm going to pray for your children if you're watching me. I'm going to pray for children 12 and under for a Samuel anointing. God set apart a seer generation of 12 and under like Samuel. Hallelujah. We're going to pray in just a moment. And then I'm going to invite all the pastors that are here tonight. They're going to come forward. And I'm going to pray the fire, a baptism of fire on every senior pastor that it's going to fall in your churches. Hallelujah. If you're watching me, it's going to fall in your churches. It's going to fall in your ministry. Are you ready to pray with me? I'm burning tonight. Did you know I'm burning? I'm burning. I'm on fire. Pray this prayer. Close your eyes. Pray this prayer. Pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to be born again. I want you to save me. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I want to believe and confess that you are Lord. I want you to be my Savior. Wash me in your blood. Purge me from my sin. I want the free gift of eternal life. Tell them that. I want the free gift. And I want you to come into my soul with fire. Write my name in the book of life. Let me be a new creation. And I will follow you from this day forward. The greatest miracle is salvation. I pray that he touches you. Pray with me tonight. Everybody in this room, stand to your feet and pray for these souls. Many of them tonight coming to Jesus for the first time. We're touching each one with the power of God. Touching each one with the power of God. He loves every person, every Muslim, every Hindu, every Christian. He loves every person tonight. But you're going to follow him. You're saying, come, Jesus. I want to know Jesus. Let him touch you. Let him fill you. Ah! Let his fire be on you. Right now, right now, right now. Come on, pray for these souls. Break Satan's power. Let Jesus flood their soul. Lord, let the Holy Ghost be in them. Let the power of God be on them. Let the anointing move in their heart. Oh, ha ha. Oh, 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 fire. Touch. Are you deaf? Come here. Check it out. In the moment of salvation, Lord, I pray that this deaf ear would open now as a sign, the power of the cross. Deaf and dumb spirit, go! In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's open. Deaf ear. Touch them, Holy Spirit. 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 And let healing power move in his body. Just receive it. Healing power move in. There it is. Power moving in your body. Power moving in your body. Just take a couple steps and just let that anointing be on you. Let that anointing be on him. Lord, let healing come. Let healing come. Lord, release your power into their body. Jesus' mighty name, release your power, release your power, release your power on these souls, healing power and glory and fire, hallelujah. All of these souls, all of these souls, take the overflow. Ha ha ha. Touch them, Lord. Fill them, Holy Ghost. Fill them, Holy Ghost. Fire, come on this generation. Yeah, there it goes. There's fire on you. Burning for God. Burning for God. Burning, burning. Fire of God. Fire of God. Fire of God. Fire of God. New souls burning. Burning for God. These new souls burning for God. These souls burning for God. Fire, fire. Watching in your living room. You're going to pray with me tonight. I want to give my life to Jesus. Tell me that you're praying. Send me a letter. Testimony. The information is on the screen. Tell me you're praying with me tonight. I want to be born again. Todd, I'm going to follow God. I prayed that prayer with you. And may the fire come on you. May the fire of God
come into your home. You're listening to The Great Awakening
on VFN
Radio. Oh,
Lord, we release fire. Fire. Fire tonight on every soul. Fire, 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 healing, power. Release it into their hearts. Right now, he's saving you, healing you, delivering you. Lord, we release the fire. Did he give his life to Christ tonight? Lord, let your healing be on him right now. Let power come into his body. Miracle healing power. Let Jesus step into his body right now. Power come into his legs. Healing come into his arms. We just pray for a miracle in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your glory. Come on, thank him, thank him, thank him. More souls? Are these more? Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. They want the touch of Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank you. Power, 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 fire, power. Hallelujah. How you doing? Come here. How do you feel since I prayed for you?
Okay.
Now, do you still have the strength?
Yeah, I do.
You're still smiling. Is there no pain still? Holy Ghost, thank you for healing leukemia. Can't remember this man that came from the hospital? I mean, look, people around the world, pray with me that this man, he came out of the hospital with leukemia. You had a severe headache. You had pain in your body. Your muscles loosed. You have no pain. You're smiling, you feel strength. Millions are praying for you around the world. Leukemia healed in Jesus' name. The fire burns out every cancer cell. Come on, he came forward tonight. I'm just praying for the new souls right now. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody lift their hands to heaven. Something about the fire. We need to get to the fire of God. Something about the fire. I want everybody to grab the hand of the person next to them. Everybody grab the hand of the person next to them. In the balconies, grab the hand of the person next to you. Come on, everybody in this room. In the living rooms watching me, grab the hand of the people in the living room. Grab somebody's hand in that church. Wherever you are watching, grab somebody's hand. Grab your wife's hand. Grab your husband's hand. Grab your son and daughter's hand. Everybody right now. Just close your eyes and we're going to pray a prayer. And everyone's going to pray with me. And there's going to be an impartation. It's going to begin to move all over the room tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, God, I want the fire. I want to burn with Holy Ghost fire. Lord, let fire come on people. Let there be a release. Start praying. A baptism of fire. Lord, release fire. Release it all over this building tonight. The very flame that came on Pentecost. The very flame that released the fiery witness. God, I want to be a burning one. A baptism of the fire of your love. A baptism of fire that makes me holy. Lord, release your fire tonight. Now, how many of you pray for the neighbor on your right? Pray for your neighbor. Say, God, fill them with fire right now. Pray that prayer. God, fill them with fire, 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 fire. Fire. I can't hear you. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in tongues. Begin to pray in tongues. There it is. There it is. Come on, release it on one another. Release it on one another. Oh, Lord, let the fire begin to burn. Shakabakata. Come on, sing it. The fire. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Lord, release the mighty fire of the Holy Ghost. Release the burning spirit of burning. Fire of God falling, falling, falling in living rooms, falling in nations. Fire, fire, fire. Lord, let your fire fall tonight. Put your hand on your heart. God, let your fire fall tonight. Make me a burning bush. Make me a burning lamp. Give me the fire, the lamp of my first love. Let the holy fire touch my lips. God, set me apart. Let me burn with the very flame that came on Pentecost, that it would give me a vision and a passion for souls. Lord, release that fire into every nation watching. Release that fire into every living room. Let that fire, like tongues of fire, the flame of God coming upon every soul. Oh, God, I want to burn for you. Let the glory come down. Let the winds blow. Let the fire be released tonight. It's an impartation. Grab your neighbor's hand again and say, fire. Grab your neighbor's hand and say, fire, 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 fire. Pray it on your family. Pray it on your family. Fire, fire. Pray it on your pastor. Fire. Pray it on your mother and your brother and your uncle. Fire, fire. Pray it on your sons and daughters. Fire, fire. I want right now the children 12 and under to come forward. Quickly, quickly. There's many people that want prayer tonight, but I had a word that I was going to pray for children 12 and under. And the Lord spoke to me that when we would touch the children, they would be the ones that would run with the fire. This is the next generation. I want to pray for your sons and daughters watching. Samuel was a seer prophet. God set him apart. The oil came on him. And Samuel could see, prophesy the word of the Lord, revelation. But God's going to set apart many, not just Samuels, but Samsons, Josiahs, young Daniels, Davids, fearless, bold, next generation of revival. God wants to release revival in our families. My 17-year-old daughter is a preacher. She's always got something to say. And she stands up, never misses a youth meeting, has devotions every morning with God, 17 years old, burning with passion. God wants every one of our sons and daughters to be marked and set apart. May this anointing begin to touch and break out amongst children. All over the altars. And in a few moments, I'm going to pray for pastors. How many pastors we have here tonight? Senior full-time pastors. We're going to pray for the fire. Tomorrow night, we're going to believe God for another miracle healing explosion. Pray for more people that are sick. There's so many thousands coming now. It's so hard to pray for each one. But this week, Wednesday night, I'm going to have a Minister the Virtue of Jesus meeting. We're going to touch everybody. Friday night, we're going to have an anointing service. Pray over those prayer cloths, and we're going to anoint everybody with oil. We'll pray for 5,000 people. But we've got to get to the place where we can reach out and under the glory receive what we need. Everyone in this room, I want you right now to just begin to take the hand of your family person next to you, your friend, and just say, Jesus, release your healing virtue. Begin to pray for one another as I pray for the children. Pray for one another in your living rooms, wherever you're watching, as I pray for the children. And God, I pray that this fire would come on these children watching you right now. It's coming on your son. It's coming on your daughter. The Davids, the Samsons, the Daniels, the Josephs. God, raise them up right now. The Jeremiahs. Raise up the prophets. Raise up the revivalists. Raise up the miracle workers. Release the ministries of healing and power.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
You're marking and touching and setting apart. Lord, we just release it right now into every home, into every living room. We say, God, let there be revival that would break out in families right now. And they would feel the fire of God in Jesus' name. Touching those children right now, pouring it out into the nurseries. Let the babies begin to see angels. Let the gifts of worship really release. The creative gifts be released. The arts be released. The power, signs, and wonders be released. Put your hand on your children in your living room. Lay your hands on your son and your daughter, on your grandson, your granddaughter, and there's healing coming into those children's bodies. God, I pray that every child watching that needs a miracle in their body would have a healing begin to come into their body now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke sickness, infirmity, disease. I release healing to children. There's healing anointing coming to children. Healing anointing. How many children want to pray for people to get healed? God, put healing in my hands. Put healing in my hands. Ask Him. Put healing in my hands. You can ask Him. Put healing in my hands. That anointing is being released right now. Take it. Take it. Jesus, by the name. Let's worship the Lord. Everybody stand to their feet. And we're just going to worship. Pray for one another under this atmosphere. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Lay hands on people and just say, Lord, release this healing. And you'll see miracles begin to happen in Jesus' name.
Fantastic. Let us know what's happening. One or two wonderful testimonies already coming through. I saw a testimony from a dear family that just said their daughter is under a prayer cloth, just under the anointing, burning as she's praying. So I think she's about 12 or 13. But send those prayer requests in as they're praying right here. You can see Todd Bentley behind us here at the altar. This is what we want, our children, the next generation.
Glory, without the next generation being anointed by God, we will not see the glory of God continue in the time to come. God has got a desire. There are the three things that Todd mentioned about the power of God for holy living, the power of God in our lives, the fire to take the gospel of Jesus and for us of being witnesses. And the third one is for us to have the passion and the desire of God's heart. And that is what God wants for the new generation, is to take this anointing into the future. And we are here, Rory, to help the next generation have a quicker start, a further way to go, have more power than we can ever imagine in the name of Jesus. And this is what we're doing here. We're trusting God for. So wherever you are around the world, lay your hands upon your children. Let's pray and ask God to reveal His glory for our children, for my son and my daughter, for your son and your daughter,
Amen.
For you, all the kids that are watching right now and children watching around the world, in Jesus' name, that the glory of God for this end time come through this generation, a generation that has so risen up in power, uncompromising on the lifestyle, completely sold out to
burning,
God in Jesus' name.
Burning. That's what's happening right now. Anyone who's feeling the fire of God in your living rooms, whether it's on your children, on you, let us know what God is doing.
Yes.
Now let's worship Him, saints. We're at the altar. Get your prayer request in. We're here all the way through Sunday. And I'm believing Marcel will extend another week.
We're going to see this.
Let's believe God for another week.
Another week.
That's what we're believing for. God TV intercessors, begin to cry out to the Lord to release the finances for another week. Amen. We're ready. I know Brother Todd's ready. I mean, he was in the anointing. We were fellowshipping today, and he was saying, oh, we need it. And I must tell you, Wendy and I witnessed 150%. So God wants to do it, but He only works through His body.
That's right.
Just right now, as moms and dads are laying hands on children,
that's right,
fire is falling.
Amen.
Right now, hands are being laid. Fire is falling.
Amen. Amen.
So come on, guys. Intercessors, take this before the throne. Thank God. Every one of our partners, thank God. I'm telling you, God has already dispatched His provision. As He's dispatching His anointing tonight,
that's
as
right,
the fire's falling tonight, I'm telling you something, we are never going to be the same again.
This is so exciting. I mean, a moment that we have here is so precious, so sweet, and we are so privileged to be part of what God is doing now. And viewer, wherever you are, participate, do something. Let's fan this flame of the rival fire, and the momentum is picking up, Lord. I mean, we've seen from Friday night when we started till tonight, it has just been coming in wave after wave after wave after wave.
And this is Monday night.
This is Monday night only. Imagine what it's going to look like on Friday.
Come on, let's worship the saints. Let's continue in His glory. Let's go get back and join Todd.
Listen, women watching me that can't have a baby are getting healed of barrenness. When that anointing for this next generation, these children, I felt the glory just come on me to say, if you're watching me and you're barren, Lord Hannah, Samuel, means God has heard. It was God that heard Hannah's cry, gave Hannah a son, a boy, Samuel. God has heard. God has heard many women. lifted up their voice for a child. And God is releasing healing for barrenness, healing into the womb, ovarian cancers, cysts, barrenness, cystic fibrosis, conditions right now that have affected your ability to have a child. And if you put your hand on your wife, put your hand on your womb, God's going to move in power now. And God's going to open your womb. And I break the curse of death. And I say, God, let life come into that womb. And it's a word of knowledge that barrenness will be healed and you're going to have a baby. God, I pray that some would have multiple babies, double portion babies. Lord, let an anointing come upon each one now that's saying, God, I want a child in my womb. That just like Hannah, God, release Samuels and let healing come into every woman that's battling in her, in your womb, your ovaries, like cysts, fibroids, bleeding.
You're listening to The Great Awakening.
Any condition,
on VFN
chemically,
Radio.
Hormonally, connected to your cycle, God's healing now. Healing you now. Fire's going through your body. That's your miracle. In the name of Jesus. Anybody in this room, barren, I'll pray for you. If you're in this room right now and you're barren, barrenness, why this anointing is moving on children, come forward. Let one of the ushers know. We're just blessing each one now with fire of God. But God is healing ovarian fibroids, tumors, cysts, cancers, and healing barrenness. Lord, right now, fire. Fire coming on this generation. Fire of God. Who am I praying for? Barrenness, you have a baby. Who's barren? This is your niece, but you want a baby. Are you married? Let me pray for you right now. Can you pray with me, sweetheart? Put your hand on her tummy. Can you put your hand? Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, I pray she would have a baby. Can you do that? Say, Jesus, I pray she would have a baby. There goes the glory. Barrenness, I just saw the Lord open the wombs and bring healing in the women. Healing in the women, breaking the curse of death. Barrenness be healed now, in Jesus' name. That's the glory. It's the glory. It's happening. Barrenness be going now. Healing in the womb. 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 It's happening. Healing. Come on. Hallelujah. Touch your people, Lord. Let the glory go. Let the glory go. Let the glory go. Let the glory go. Let the glory come. The glory. Oh, there goes the glory of God. The glory of God. The fire of God. The glory of God on families. The fire of God. The fire of God. The fire of God. Oh, God, on this generation. Fire, 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 fire. Burning. Glory. Healing. Power. Right now. Miracle. Healing. Power. Raise them up. Raise them up. Raise them up. Healing. Lord, the miracle's happening. Touching them right now. Touching them. I want to know that, yeah, diabetes. I was just going to give a word that many children with infirmities and affliction. Remember that 10-year-old girl that came forward? She brought me the medicine. The kingdom of God belongs to the children. Lord, touch them with the kingdom. 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 Touch them with the kingdom of God. Just touch your people, Lord. Touch your people. Lord, touch them with the kingdom. Touch them with the kingdom. Touch them with the kingdom. Every child. I know there's others pressing in for a touch of the anointing. The anointing moving like a mighty Holy Ghost river. Hallelujah. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Fill them, Lord. Power. Oh, there goes. Hallelujah. We missed that one. Power of God. Come stand out here. Can I pray for your ears? You have no hearing. No hearing. No hearing. No hearing. No speaking. Let me pray. Lord, I pray that these ears would open. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Something's going to happen. He's deaf and mute. I didn't even get to finish the prayer, and the glory came. Lord, I command his ears to begin to hear. In Jesus' name. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. You see that? You see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello. 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 It's open. It's open. It's open. Come stand here. Come stand. Did you see how this miracle happened? Deaf and mute. Pow! There goes again. Come on, give the Lord praise. Bring me all the deaf. Bring me all the deaf mutes. Holy Ghost. Anybody else deaf? Anybody else deaf? Anybody in the building? Come here. Come here. You deaf in one ear? Are you deaf? No hearing in this ear? For how long?
For a year now.
How many years have you been deaf?
No, just 1 year.
1 year deaf in this ear. I command this deaf ear to open now. Ah, in Jesus' name. Open. Can you hear that? Can you hear? Is it open?
Yes.
You can hear?
Yes.
You can hear?
Yes.
That's Jesus.
Yes.
He's opening her ear. Listen, put your hands on your ears. Hearing aids, ringing in the ears, punctured eardrum. You got any kind of ear infections, frequent ear infections? There's healing coming on the ears. We had blind eyes open again tonight. Something about an anointing for eyes, but it's coming back to ears. I want every person watching, every person in this meeting that has a problem with their ears. I see a child with tubes in the ears that gets frequent ear infections. I'm going to pray. Could be watching me. I want everybody to put their hands in their ears. God will heal every kind of hearing condition, every kind of Meniere's disease, every kind of ringing noise, sound in your ears. Your eardrum was punctured. Whatever it is, there's a healing anointing coming right now, and I'm commanding your deaf ear to open. A left ear just opened, a woman that was deaf watching me. God's opening your ear. Take the hearing aids out right now, right now. I command deafness, go. Deaf and dumb spirit, come out of the ears. Deaf and dumb spirit, go. Command those ears to pop open in Jesus' name. There's healing, anointing for the ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. It's happening right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, all over this room, God is just touching. Ho. Touching. Touching with your power. I want the pastors quickly to come forward. Can we put them in front? Full-time pastors, senior, come up front. We'll get to others in a moment. The anointing is moving, the glory of God that just brings healing to bodies. But the pastors are coming forward for the fire now. The pastors coming forward for the fire. Listen, if we're going to have revival, it's got to be about impartation. It's got to be about impartation. People got to get the flame. People got to get the fire. We got to give room for every church and every ministry, not just to see what God's doing, but to get under the cloud and say, God, I'm going to run with the fire. I want this fresh anointing. I want to touch the deaf and the deaf hear. I want to pray for the blind and the blind see. I want a ministry of power. I want to be a witness for Jesus. I want to be a burning one. I want to carry the torch and the flame of revival. That's the cry of your heart. We're going to be praying. We got churches and ministries watching. We got leaders of living room revivals breaking out in homes. And right now, God's going to release fresh fire on you. It's going to pour out into your city, pour out into your church. The fire's going to come on you. God, every hungry, thirsty pastor praying for a fresh spark and a fresh living coal, that it would come into their soul by the seraphim burning angels. They would bring fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. It's released right now. The fire. Here it is. Come on, pray, pastors. You know how to pray down the Holy Ghost. Oh, shakaba baramando. Oh, balalabanda. Hey, alalabalaba. Hey, alalabalaba. Hey, alalabalaba. Oh, power, fire, fire, power, fire, fire, power. Holy Ghost, fire, 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 fresh fire. Lord, let it be a fire that would burn in this place that would never stop. Oh, oh. Every church burning. Fire in Fiji. Fire on the Fiji Islands. Oh! Fire. Fire on you. Fire in your soul. Fire burning. 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 Revival fire. Whoosh, did I miss any?
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.tv. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.